Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center,
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
What this means to women is such an insult. It's a slap in the face to women about using their own judgment to make their own decisions about their reproductive freedom. This is deadly serious. But we are not going to let this pass. A woman's right to choose reproductive freedom is on the ballot in November.
She revealed her angle there at the end. Okay, they're desperately trying to come up with an issue to motivate their voters since they're facing a landslide. There you go. Okay, now that makes a little more sense. Not that Nancy hasn't always had this same opinion on Roe versus Wade, which we don't want to bury the lead here. In the last hour, the Supreme Court released their decision overturning Roe versus Wade and Casey. So now it is up to states to determine when or if you can get a legal abortion. What did Nancy Pelosi go on to say? Obviously, the Democrat Speaker of the House is against this. Today, the Republican-controlled Supreme Court has achieved the GOP's dark and extreme goal of ripping away women's right to make their own reproductive health decisions.
Well, that's as expected. Extremely overheated, only about a third accurate.
She called the decision outrageous and heart-wrenching, warned that radical Republicans will charge ahead with their crusade to criminalize health freedom, starting with a national abortion ban, currently supported by a majority of GOP members. So they're coming for a national ban. We just heard the clip about the woman's fundamental right to choose. I want to get this other one, blah, 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 blah. So an argument that she was making as I saw her stand up there, and I've seen this a couple places. So she said, so yesterday, this same radical, outrageous Supreme Court. Got another quote on that. Let me find that real quick for you.
While you're looking for that, a quick comment. Oh, go ahead.
The radical Supreme Court is eviscerating Americans' rights and endangering their health and safety. Okay, well, that's a bad thing.
That's some measured rhetoric there, yeah. You know, it's funny, as we were discussing how Roe v. Wade is no longer, well, abortion is short, is no longer going to be the Supreme Court litmus test. The reality is it's way back in terms of state politics. governors and legislatures and the rest of it.
Oh, yeah.
At least for a little while.
And before we get to what the individual states are likely to do as it goes back to the states, some states are going to ban it. Some states it'll be more permissive than ever, and et cetera, et cetera. So Nancy Pelosi and some people are making this argument with the two big rulings that came out, the gun ruling yesterday and the abortion ruling, that they don't make sense. So yesterday, the Supreme Court says states can't decide for themselves how people handle guns. But today, now they're deciding that states should decide what women do with their own health. That doesn't make any sense. With the obvious biggest difference being that there's a constitutional right to own a gun. So that is the federal government's thing to uphold that constitutional right. Mm-hmm. Whereas there's not a constitutional right to an abortion, and they're letting the states decide. That's the big difference.
Right, right. And by the way, I kind of wish I was an actual lawyer, specifically one up on abortion law, because you're going to have fights in every state in the union for God knows how long, and wrestling over the laws that are passed in each state.
Right. Before you,
in a similar way.
Before you get to the state-by-state breakdown, I do wonder if some of these states are as serious as they've been saying all along, because oftentimes you take a very strong demagogy position beyond what you even believe to win, you know, elections with low voter turnout. You're only going to lose to somebody to the right of you. So what?
How dare you accuse politicians of doing that, sir?
What the actual follow through will be in some of these states, I don't know.
That's an interesting point. And I want to get back to the discussion of people moving to states that more accurately reflect their politics, too, and the good and bad there. So here's the situation. Let me see. Do I get a bigger picture if I turn it? No, doesn't work. Interestingly, there are five states that have trigger laws that will essentially make abortion illegal, banned, period. And four of the five are in exactly the geographic center, east to west of the country. I don't know if the Atlantic and Pacific make people more friendly toward abortion or what, but it's weird. It's Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and what state is that? I'm usually pretty good at this. Nebraska. And then Kentucky is off to the side a little bit geographically, but that's the fifth state. And then you've got... it'll be illegal soonish in eight more states, I think. There's four, five, six, seven, eight. Yeah. Potentially illegal in two or three, and then very legal in a bunch of states, mostly the coastal states.
I don't know the state polling or if there is any good state polling in these individual states. We've talked a lot about the national polling on this, where the majority of Americans, an easy majority of Americans, want first trimester abortion to be legal, and then after that, not. Including majorities for Republicans and Democrats. I just wonder if in these states, if it's going to move a little back toward the center now that it's a reality. It's no longer a theoretical thing. It's a reality.
Right. Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. In terms of rhetoric. Yeah. This is really interesting. And this is analysis from Politico about what's actually going to happen. There's another group of states where pre-Roe abortion bans could spring back into effect. For instance, abortion rights advocates in Wisconsin believe the state's pre-Roe ban will likely force abortion providers to shut their doors because of legal uncertainties around the statute of limitations, even though Democratic Attorney General Josh Call, who is running for re-election this year, has said, here's the key part, he will not enforce the state law and has urged local prosecutors to do the same. Abortion rights opponents in the state are anticipating legal challenges, too. So this could end up being, and oh, my God, is this going to be legal chaos? This could be like the many sheriffs in Oregon, Washington State, California, that said, no, we're not enforcing some of your COVID lockdown stuff. Or, no, we're not enforcing your wonderful Portland passed gun laws. No freaking way we're enforcing that in eastern Oregon,
for instance. And you think you might see what then?
Well, you'd see pockets of red states that are blue, where the local authorities will not prosecute anybody for performing abortions.
I think that's guaranteed to happen.
not vice versa, because there won't be, you know, red pockets and blue states where they're prosecuting people for not doing abortion.
No. But do you think there are states where the majority want it flat out illegal at all points? I find that hard to believe. You think there are?
Yeah. Okay. A very few. Like I said, it may be four or five. And keep this in mind now. And, you know, sometimes the right decision and doing the right thing causes complications. Sometimes it makes life more difficult. In fact,
I've noticed that.
The older I get, the more common it seems to be. I'm just thinking this through because you had, for instance, for the sake of the argument, Texas. Texas is one of those states where abortion is going to be functionally illegal at any point in the pregnancy. Illegal.
I find it hard to believe that will stand, but time will tell.
And that's exactly my point. Exactly my point. The people of Texas now that it matters, will look at that. They'll hear individual women's stories. They'll hear from pregnant 18-year-olds who are 2 weeks in or just found out they're pregnant, and the legislative process will change that landscape in the next few years. I'm absolutely certain of that. And it will probably change in the direction that you're always bringing up, that the vast majority of Americans are uncomfortable but understand first trimester abortions or early pregnancy abortions. Let's say that, because the whole trimester thing, children can survive outside the womb so early now and thrive, actually.
Well, and there's a difference between a month and 3 months.
Yeah, absolutely there is. So anyway, I suspect it'll move in the direction of early pregnancy abortions people will deal with. And as you get later, people will be more and more hostile to it. There will be some pockets of the country that'll say anything goes, like California, for instance. And there will be smallish pockets of the country where they say absolutely not under any circumstance, even rape or incest. And people who don't like that will move.
Mayor Eric Adams of New York City has offered New York as a safe haven to Americans seeking abortions. This whole abortion tourism thing that I think Gavin Newsom kicked off as the governor of California, saying, come here. Heck, we'll do it. But then there are a couple of companies. Was it Amazon? I know Tesla did it, who are offering free flights to employees to be able to go to states where you can get an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting healthcare perk, if you want to use that word, that some companies are throwing out there.
Yeah. What if I have, like, a blockage in my bowel? Then you won't, but an abortion, yes. It's an odd
That's a decent policy. Point. That's a decent point.
And just a quick thought on the whole people moving to states that more align with themselves politically. That will absolutely have negative effects on the country if that trend continues. It will make it harder to run the country. On the other hand, I'm a firm believer in local government. The more local the government is, the more effective it is, the more responsive it is, the more efficient it is and responsible with your tax dollars. And so if we have these laboratories of democracy and people decide, I want to live like this under these laws, I'm going there, or I'm getting the hell out of here or whatever, how can you fault people for that?
Do you think maybe that's a better way? We're talking about when we were younger, nobody would have said, no, I'm not moving there. It's the wrong politics. You just didn't look at the world that way. Is it better to do it that way?
I don't know. That's such a great question and one I will be contemplating for the rest of my days. But it's got real advantages and real disadvantages. How do you like that for a hedging?
You can weigh in on the text line anytime you want. Maybe you've thought of something or seen something that we haven't. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC. Is this going to lower the temperature in America or raise the temperature in America? Looking at the cable news TV, it at least initially looks like it's raising the temperature, but who knows over time. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Reproductive freedom is on the ballot in November. We cannot allow them to take charge so that they can institute their goal which is to criminalize reproductive freedom, to criminalize it. Right now, they're saying in states that they can arrest doctors and all the rest. What is happening here? What is happening here? A woman's fundamental health decisions are her own to make in consultation with her doctor, her faith, her family, not some right-wing politicians of that Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell packed the court with.
So Nancy Pelosi, behind the scenes, is more excited than she's been since that night in Prohibition when Warren G. Harding touched her inner thigh. She now has an issue to get people to the polls when she was looking at the most historic ass-kicking, perhaps in the history of the House of Representatives in November. Now she has something to rally the troops.
That's part of it. So Roe versus Wade has been overturned by the Supreme Court, if you hadn't heard that story. Here's a tweet from somebody that Tim Sandifer retweeted. I don't think you'll learn much through Twitter cacophony today. Better to at least wait for long analysis in traditional forums where reasoned arguments can sometimes be made. That's probably true to a certain extent. I am going to read a tweet, though, from David French. As he said, and it just disappeared. This is a great day for American justice. A grievous wrong has been corrected. But here's the part that's interesting. This ruling was decades in the making through long and patient legal, political, and cultural advocacy. If you don't know the story about, that's worth looking into. Maybe we'll look into it and I'll bring you the details. But the Federalist Society, so among its founding principles was to work toward getting judges at all levels that believed in overturning Roe versus Wade to try to work that through the court system over decades and eventually influence the Supreme Court that direction and various other groups. And those ended up being the lists that Trump was looking at. And this was, for a lot of people, decades in the making of laying legal groundwork and working the court system and trying to get the right judges in place. It's really a pretty interesting use of our democracy to get something accomplished.
Indeed. And I would suggest that the law schools, having swung way, way left in the last decade especially, they're working to go in the other direction as fast as they can. So, you know, what the year 2040 looks like in the U.S. is anybody's guess. But, yeah, interesting stuff. And, you know, it's no longer going to be the issue when Supreme Court justices are considered abortion, but now it's going to factor into elections for probably quite some time.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, because if, say, Texas goes ahead with their rather restrictive abortion laws that are on the books, and in most cases, just so you know, there's like a, either it has to be certified by the governor, which takes a while, or there's a 30-day or 60-day delay period worked in, so this will change over the course of the next several months, but I mean, in a place like Texas that more or less is going to outlaw abortions completely, the people absolutely who are more pro-abortion, rights or choice, whatever you want to say, they'll win elections. They'll start winning more elections because they'll care more now because it matters to them now. Your local DA, your local, even your governor, what they thought about abortion didn't matter.
Right. That's a good point. Pete Williams, NBC's legal analyst, saying we're about to become a more divided country. That's what I wonder if we're really going to settle into. I won't live in that state. Here are the states I'll live in. These are the states I won't live in. Even more than we already are, for better or worse.
Yeah, yeah. But again, I think most states will gravitate toward a reasonable middle-of-the-roadish set of restrictions.
On this particular topic, yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah, I think so. Meanwhile, the Senate passed a bipartisan gun bill late last night, 6533, news that has gotten eclipsed, to say the least. Some reasonable stuff in there, some stuff that I'm highly annoyed by as usual. But the fact that they crossed the aisle and actually passed a law, I mean, it's amazing. That still happens? Wow, who knew?
Yeah, with the support of Mitch McConnell. And I think, as I've been saying, I think it was a release the pressure valve a little bit to stave off legislation they really hated that might be coming down the pipe sometime. If you missed an hour of the show, grab the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
For example, in Kentucky, Louisiana, and South Dakota, it happens immediately, meaning if you had an appointment this morning at 8, from here on out, no, you cannot, according to what their law has planned there.
Interesting. If you had an 8 o'clock appointment to get an abortion in South Dakota, you can't, as of the ruling coming down today, overturning Roe versus Wade. So, happened pretty fast in some states. In some states that you live in fact, most states, nothing will change, correct?
Well, it ranges from complete prohibition to trying to liberalize abortion laws, but mostly, yeah, nothing will change at all in virtually all states for at least a month to 60 days, and in a hell of a lot of states, dozens of states, nothing will change.
You're starting to hear this. Remember when the opinion was leaked? How much does today's opinion line up with that leaked opinion? Just kind of a side history note, but is it pretty close to the same?
The punchline's the same.
Yeah, true. But remember hearing this when the opinion leaked? Well, you're hearing this talk again. This is from NBC News. LGBTQ rights activists fear the willingness of the court to overturn precedent could signal other federally protected rights of minorities may be in jeopardy, such as same-sex marriage. There is no public will to overturn same-sex marriage or interracial marriage or Brown versus the Board of Education or any of those things that have been mentioned.
Well, and the Supreme Court, in deciding those things, specifically addressed the right questions that Alito addressed in the Roe v. Wade overturning here and said, yeah, those are fundamental rights. They're steeped in the history of the country, blah, blah, blah.
Joe Biden with a strong statement not long ago on how disappointed he is and what a dark day this is, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, fine. That's his opinion, but a little reminder, in 1982, a much younger Joe Biden proposed a constitutional amendment that would overturn Roe versus Wade and allow states to choose their own policies on abortion. Mm-hmm. That was his opinion when he was like 45. Not like he was a child. Now he's horrified that the same thing has happened. Times change.
What a phony. he's a lying phony. That hasn't changed. Yeah, you know, and if you're like super left, I guess it would be on abortion rights. I will tell you this, and you can believe what you want to believe. You and I happen to disagree, but even if you believe fervently in abortion rights, the Roe decision was terrible. Its legal reasoning is weak. Its citation of facts is inaccurate. Your house was built on the sand, to quote the good book. And, you know, maybe it got you the result you wanted, but Roe was never going to last forever. It was just too sloppy. I'm kind of surprised it lasted as long as it did, but, you know, world keeps spinning. I tell you what, I'm waiting for the story to come across my computer screen here that makes me optimistic about life being cheery and pleasant in the United States anytime soon.
Right.
Everything seems to be trending in one direction toward the spicy times, as we've been saying.
Oh, jeez.
And hey, we need a Welcome to the Spicy Times t-shirt.
Yeah, I will wear that. I will wear a Welcome to the Spicy Times. And we've been into the Spicy Times for a couple of years. It's not like COVID was a walk in the park. It was a walk in the park with yellow tape around the playground equipment. So now we're into some really spicy times.
Well, I would say from the moment Donald Trump came down the escalator, through the whole Russian collusion hoax, through Hillary denying it was a legitimate election. Oh, we got to run that montage again of Democrats saying he's an illegitimate president over and over again, and then acting aghast when Trump said it. And yeah, there are differences, but still a bunch of hypocrites. Anyway, I would argue that his entire 4 years, starting when he announced, were very spicy times indeed, pre-COVID.
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely. We've been in the spicy times now for a good 7 years.
Wake up and smell the spice.
Make it exciting. Make it spicy.
And your point being that they're about to get spicier.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Damn it! Is there any way you could be wrong? No, there's not. There's not really. You combine the economy, which isn't going to get... Is we're on a bad road here for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
The politics were definitely on the bad road here for a little while. Yeah. Oh boy.
Horrible war in Europe. Economic fallout.
There you
China's
go.
Why, malevolent.
Why would anyone listen to this radio show?
I don't know.
If you wanted to enjoy your weekend,
can't imagine. Let's see. Why was I going to make another point that wasn't quite so? I was talking about how if you're an abortion activist, Roe v. Wade was shaky ground, always was. Well, if you are like me, I would describe myself as a conservative moderate or a moderate conservative on abortion. And again, I respect everybody's beliefs on the issue. Roe v. Wade, for me, was a good thing because it wasn't an ongoing, never-ending battle at the ballot box anymore, abortion. It would rear its ugly head whenever we talked about a Supreme Court justice. And politicians would try to make a governor or a legislator or whatever race about abortion, but it carried no weight because everybody knew Roe v. Wade was there. Bad decision that it was. But now, man, that is so back on the field. Ugh.
Right.
Ugh.
Might as well hear from AOC.
Oh, yeah, and then at some point I want to get to the gun compromise in the Senate.
But we should get to other things. But as Tim Sandifer told us, as this ruling came down earlier, we just happened to have our favorite constitutional lawyer on live with us when the news broke that Roe versus Wade has been overturned, which is one of the biggest things the Supreme Court has done, maybe the biggest thing it's done in my lifetime. Here's AOC commenting on the result.
This is something that belongs to all of us, and it does not belong to lawmakers. It does not belong to 9 Supreme Court justices. It does not belong to those justices who were appointed by presidents, many of whom didn't even win the popular vote in this country. This is a cementing of minority rule in a lot of ways, and we're going to have to fight a long road to get it back.
What you just heard is a super cute girl with a huge Instagram following and no understanding of the Constitution.
Yeah, you don't want to live in a straight-up democracy. You don't. But different topic for a different day.
Although an incredibly important one.
Yeah, I thought that was settled.
Yeah, you got to be a real dope to be walking around saying that, and people are.
Well, that's, but that's, are they?
Or I'm sorry, not a dope. You haven't been properly taught the foundations upon which the country was built.
Or is that true? I don't know. I think Nancy Pelosi, what she was saying earlier, similar sort of stuff, is pure demagoguery. That's just, there's a crowd I know that this will whip up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's become the coin of the realm. I mean, I realize it's always been part of our politics, but man, it is now more than ever. And
you know, I may be, go ahead. I'm sorry. Did you have more to that thought?
Nothing but despair.
Okay. well, there's always time for despair on the Armstrong and Getty Show. We're screwed. What I was going to say is, no, I'm back to you got to be a dope. To hold her point of view. Because she and her ilk, politically speaking, are constantly talking about what? Minorities. Sexual, gender, racial, ethnic, whatever, and how they must not have their rights infringed just because they're a minority. And then you turn around and say, I tell you what, it's minority rule. The majority's always right, and their will should be imposed on everybody. You got to be freaking stupid. Although, I got to admit, you know, you have to think about these things a fair amount till you arrive at the truth sometimes. But the point of the Constitution, the point of the country, is that you can't get 51% of the population to vote away your rights. It can't happen. It won't happen. Praise the Founding Fathers.
So this Roe versus Wade being overturned decision obviously is a different decision depending on the state you live in, and then depending on whether or not you agree with your state's policy. And it is worth pointing out that there are people crying tears of joy, as many as there are people who are crying tears of despair. So depends on the state you live in and what this actually means to you. So I think that'll be the story of the day and the weekend in terms of the following the news, I think, as you're going to hear people speaking out, you know, from states, depending on the politics of their state.
I'm glad you brought that up. It's a good point because there are many, many people right now on their knees thanking God that far fewer babies will be killed, which right. is the yeah. most important issue they believe in their lives. And that's the way they yep. perceive the issue.
Yep. Yep, there are women, I was looking at them up on CNN, who are crying tears of joy over this decision. Women who feel like this is, you know, a prayer being answered. So it's not all women who feel like something has been taken away from them.
Yeah, and actually that's one of the great lies, again, back to AOC and Nancy Pelosi's comments, trying to make it seem like the GOP is anti-woman. Attitudes and beliefs about abortion are remarkably consistent.
Yeah.
Men, women, old, youngish. Young always swings more liberal, but then they wise up as they get older. Yes, that was prejudicial. It's not a man-woman thing at all. Not
yeah, that,
even close.
That is interesting. I remember we had the polling on that just a couple of weeks ago when the ruling leaked out that, yeah, it stays consistent. It's your politics. It's not your gender.
Mm-hmm.
That was surprising to me.
Yeah, yeah. And the spicy times.
Who are the people that stand in front of the Supreme Court waiting for rulings to come out on either side of the issue so that they can wave a flag and cheer or shake their fist in anger?
So they can bellow at the top of their... Exactly, and gesticulate for TV cameras.
Is that why they're there? To be on TV? I don't get that sense. Maybe it is. I don't know.
Well,
they want to be part of...
What else can they accomplish?
They want to be part of an historical moment? Is that
Maybe
it?
Maybe they just like crowds?
I don't know.
They like yelling in unison with strangers?
Is there an overlap between the crowd outside the Supreme Court today, I'm looking at them right now, and the same sort of people that are standing outside the Johnny Depp court? I mean, is that a certain sort of person? I need to be where the action is, where the story is?
I don't know. I find that anybody listening so bizarre and so grotesque.
Do we have anybody listening, or better yet, probably you're a relative of someone who does this, who like stands outside the Michael Jackson court or the Amber Heard court or the Supreme Court when they're about to rule on gay marriage or whatever? Do you know anybody that does that? Because there's a chunk of America that does that. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC. Not an important issue. I'm just kind of looking at the TV and just wondering, who are you people? You obviously had to get a bus ticket or a plane ticket, and you had to be there for what, a couple of weeks? And planning on staying there for a couple of more weeks because you didn't know when the ruling is going to come down?
maybe they live in underground dormitories right there in D.C., a weird breed of subterranean activist mole people who just come out for all the big decisions. I don't know. That's one theory.
Subterranean activist mole people is Joe's theory. Agree or disagree? More on the way.
It was so bizarre and so grotesque.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Hey, guys, I saw that Netflix officially confirmed that they're going to add a cheaper version of their service that has ads. Yep. A cheaper Netflix with ads, yeah, and they're going to call it Hulu.
So, interesting.
Yeah, actually, before the abortion thing broke, I was going to bring you a story about some of the big streaming services are about to get seriously serious about cracking down on password sharing.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
which is a drag, obviously, but I get it. It'll just be interesting to see how that plays out.
You want the worst headline I've seen today?
Oh, goodness. No. Do I have any choice?
That's a good question. Man blinded after doctors remove wrong eyeball during operation.
Oh, for God's sake, stop it.
How much does that suck?
We've got to take the New York Post app off of Jack's phone.
Right? How much does that suck?
You know, I was about to say, let's take a break from talking about abortion to talk about guns. But Jack wants to enjoy a brief stroll down the man being blinded path before we do that.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Gee-many. What a day. What a day. All right, Michael, that cavalcade of clips I asked for, just hit him.
I think it's a bad decision. I think it's not reasoned accurately, but I'm disappointed.
It seems, I don't even have the words, it seems
stupid.
No, it's worse than that. It's worse than that. It's not even stupid. It's such a middle finger to New York.
Many of us are deeply concerned and troubled by the Supreme Court's ruling today. It I believe defies common sense and the Constitution of the United States.
But those are all yesterday.
That's yesterday's ruling. That's the
gun ruling, not the abortion ruling from today. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the punchline. That was a bunch of people who can't read decisions, apparently, or don't understand them, talking about the gun ruling. And then yesterday, last night, the Senate got together and passed on a bipartisan basis the new gun control law, I guess you'd call it. It's very middle groundy, I think. It would provide funding to states to create programs that could keep weapons away from people who might be dangerous, the so-called red flag laws. It would enhance background checks for gun buyers under 21, add penalties for some gun crimes and gun criminals, and provide funding for a variety of health and mental health related programs. It addressed the so-called boyfriend loophole, in which if you're not married to a woman, you can beat her up and hold and keep your guns, as opposed to if it's your spouse, they take away your guns. And how this stuff plays out, the devil, as always, is in the details. And there is actually a fair amount of due process in the red flag laws. Maybe you don't think there's enough, and that's a fair point to have, but maybe more on that when everybody cools down about all this stuff. The one gripe I have against it, and it's a very Joe Getty gripe, is that a couple of the programs that I like, or at least provisionally like better research into who shouldn't have a gun, or the mental health related programs, figuring out which students are everybody called the guy in Uvalde school shooter. That was his nickname. So funding programs to figure out who those people are and figure out what to do with them. My objection is, why in the world is that a federal matter? Why am I sending all of my hard-earned tax dollars to Washington, D.C.? They keep a substantial chunk of it and then send us back a small share of it to solve a problem that is incredibly local. It's purely local. Somebody shooting somebody in Nebraska, God bless our friends in Nebraska, that got nothing to do with me. These are local issues, mental health, that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, that's the whole federalizing of all discussions and making one person, the president, the spokesman for what's right and wrong that we've started doing over the years, which is not the way we should be running things.
Well, and I mean like California, which is awash in tax dollars, gigantic, I almost said deficit, budget surplus. There's enough money to buy Oregon and turn it into a parking lot.
Not a bad idea.
If California wanted robust mental health programs, plenty of money. Mm. But California has not made that a priority. Why? And then why is the federal government doing it? So, I don't know. It's just frustrating.
I'm looking up at the CNN. Overwhelming police presence outside of the Supreme Court. So they were prepared for this in a good way to make sure things don't get out of hand one way or the other. And so far, they haven't heard of any violence anywhere. And I hope I don't.
Yeah, me too. Although the chances of that are practically zero. More firebombings of clinics and pregnancy crisis centers and God knows what else. I need to admit I was wrong. I predicted over and over again that the Supreme Court would drop this decision like the moment they were leaving town. But no, I mean, it's like Lynyrd Skynyrd played Freebird for the third song. I mean, it's just the timing is off.
Mm.
Shocked.
I wonder how they decide that. They do it on a Friday. They did it on a Friday. Gun ruling, one of the biggest in decades. The overturning Roe versus Wade, one of the biggest in a half century at least. So, yeah, a couple of damn big rulings 2 days in a row gives the political class plenty to talk about, no doubt.
But there is good news. The brand new Welcome to the Spicy Times t-shirt is available at armstrongandgetty.com.
And if you missed any hours of the show, including when the ruling came down and we were talking to legal scholar Tim Sandifer, you can get it in podcast form, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited-time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.